listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Watching a video. Pete, this announcer got fired on the air. Did you see that, the ping pong announcer?
Yeah, it's just it's a Bob movie.
Yeah, that's right.
He takes a cut and then he voices over it.
Right.
It's not
right.
A real announcer yet.
No. I love that. That is funny, though.
Bob Menery, you know, he got so big doing that on Instagram, and he cusses in his. Like, that's what's so shocking. He's got this great announcer, stereotypical announcer voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started off, I think, with golf, if I remember correctly. And there's a putt. He misses the effing putt. How do you miss that effer? like 7 feet away. And then Buffalo Wild Wings, like, hired him to do their voiceovers. You can still hear him Buffalo Wild Wings stuff.
Right. That's a good living. Good for him. God bless.
Yeah, by the way, I don't think Tuscaloosa is a spot for foodies. I don't really.
What?
I have not found that to be the case. Although they did have a Whataburger here, so we went and grabbed a Whataburger for lunch yesterday.
And while you're moving? Man, that's Whataburger. That'll weigh me. I need a nap after Whataburger.
Well, we weren't moving heavy furniture. We just, we brought some stuff.
Even
we had to
still,
unpack.
I'd still need a nap.
Well, I needed a nap the whole day.
When I eat a nice big burger, Whataburger, I need a nap. That's the only thing I can do at that point. I'm done. So ranking the NFL secondaries, Lance. Okay, who do you think are some of the best secondaries in the NFL?
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills that came in third on this poll.
Okay. Let's see. Also, let's see. Tampa.
Tampa Bay is sixth.
Okay. Let's see. You've got not the Titans, not the Colts, not the Jags. AFC West. I don't think it's going to be anyone in the AFC West. In the AFC East,
about the Chargers are in it.
Oh, because that's right. They added
JC.
You got Derwin. You got Derwin back.
JC Jackson.
Just added JC Jackson. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's because you got a good player back and you added a corner. Yeah. Okay. That. Where are they?
They're fifth.
Are the Patriots in there? I don't think so.
No, the Patriots are not in there.
Patriots wouldn't be there. The Dolphins might be.
Well, they should be, but they're not up there near the top. I would have thought the Ravens would be with those two corners, but they've got them. Oh, the Dolphins are ninth. The Ravens are eighth.
They've got
number one is the Packers.
Yeah, Jair Alexander, who's on the other
Eric
side.
Eric Stokes, Russell Douglas.
They got them where?
First.
Okay.
They've got the Browns second. With Denzel Ward, right?
Browns are deep, man. I'm looking at – they drafted this guy, Martin Emerson. I just finished this article on most impactful rookies for every team. And the Browns didn't have a pick until the third round. And I'm looking at Martin Emerson, who I didn't really like him out of Mississippi State, but whatever. But they say he's going to compete with Greedy Williams potentially. Like, they've got Denzel Ward. They've got Greedy Williams. They've got Greg Newman.
Newsom.
This kid, Martin Emerson, they're super deep.
Yeah. Grant Delpit, they've got the Bills third. They've got the Bills are third. Yeah, but that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Two good safeties. Tre'Davious White, and then he just drafted a first round.
New Orleans fourth. Tampa. They got Los Angeles. The Chargers fifth. Tampa sixth. Where do you think the Texans came in?
I mean, there's some bad. There's some bad teams out there defensively. I mean, they couldn't have. They're either 30, 31, or 32.
I think it's just because their name is the Texans. They're 28th.
Right. Oh, okay.
29th is the Jags. 30th is Detroit. 31 is the Bears. And 32 is the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants last year were not 31st in pass defense, I think.
But listen.
Well, wait, I think the Texans may have
I like the secondary.
Well,
I mean, I like Jalen.
How much do you like him?
I like Stingley.
You still have two rookies, which is tough. It's a tough first year usually for rookies.
We'll see. I like Tavier Thomas.
I mean, if Stingley plays like he did before there was a pandemic. That's right, but if Stingley plays like you still have to say the phrase, if Stingley plays like he did before we ever had the pandemic.
Right.
Before there was COVID. Which seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
It does feel like a long time ago.
That's when Lonnie Johnson.
You know when he played well?
When Lonnie Johnson was drafted by the Texans.
Yeah, well, Lonnie Johnson is not any good, though, at football. So
Lonnie Johnson's not. Well, I'm just making a point of that was a while back.
Right. We got to break it because we got Clay Hensley joining us on the other side here talking Astros baseball. Enough Texans secondary talk. We're talking Astros baseball on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking hoops, though. We haven't even talked about hoops for a while. What we're talking about right now is your kids playing hoops, okay? We won't ever talk about them on the air because your kids aren't that good at basketball. But here's the deal is they'll love playing, though. How about that they're outside instead of on their Xbox? They're outside playing instead of watching YouTube videos. They're outside enjoying the outside with their friends in the neighborhood where everybody will be congregating. You'll know where your kids are. You know where they're going to be? They're going to be in your driveway or your backyard where your hoops goal is because you can raise and lower the goal because you can. The kids can actually enjoy it, and mom will enjoy it because it's the best goal that you can possibly get. It adds curb appeal to the house as opposed to detracting from it, and everybody is happy. Dad, you're going to be happy too. You don't have to do a thing. The insulation is second to none. Raise and lower the goal so the kids can actually enjoy it, dunk, have fun, and have everybody over at your house. That's what happens with a Pro Dunk Hoop. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And rocks is in the house like mice in a wall or a mouse in the kitchen or that guy on the couch passed out from the night before. See, this is what I got a license for. Make it look like it take less.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
And welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Clay Hensley, Astros contributor, pitched for the Padres, the Marlins, the Giants. He's with us here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5 to talk Astros baseball. Clay, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Man, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Even if you're Justin Verlander, okay, mm-hmm. and you got lit up by the White Sox last time, three and two-thirds, you gave up four earned, seven runs, nine hits. Is there, even if you're Justin Verlander, is there a little doubt in your mind? I don't know how many times you got lit up by a team, but when you did and you faced them the next time, is there doubt in your mind?
No, absolutely not. You know, you remember kind of, obviously it's in your mind what happened, you know, prior if they ended up lighting you up. But, you know, for the most part, you know, you just go back. Actually, you kind of go with a chip on your shoulder, you know, to kind of go in there and, you know, shut it down because, you know, what they did last time, if they let you up the time before. So, you know, you kind of look at your film before that, look at the mistake that you made, you know, look at the scouting reports on what the guys are doing right now, and, you know, just go after them. But it's not something that really hangs in your head when you get out there.
How about this pitching matchup tonight?
It's a pretty good one, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, this is two guys under two. ERAs this late in the season matching up?
Well, what's crazy is that, like, you know, both these guys are absolutely dominating this year, obviously. You know, this is going to be your conversation for the Cy Young pretty much with this matchup. You know, I feel like watching this and leading up to this game, reading the headlines and stuff like that about, you know, Verlander and Cease tonight, it reminds me of like an old like Tyson Holyfield fight. You know, I mean, he's got two powerhouse guys. Have an unbelievable season. Verlander coming off of, you know, Tommy John doing something that's, you know, essentially unprecedented. And at his age, especially at 39. And then you got Cease, who's had a transformation, you know, was a guy that wasn't even factoring in the playoffs, you know, years ago or, you know, in a postseason roster, really. And you see him now and he's, you know, worked on some pitches, sharpened up the pitches the last couple of years and then having an absolutely phenomenal season.
Clay Hensley with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, talking Astros baseball. What'd you think about last night pulling Urquidy, the way that he was rolling? 94 pitches, obviously, and he's gone through the lineup again. Vaughn was 0-for-6 against them with three strikeouts. A roller to third is all he gave up, giving up that inning, and he went and got him. What'd you think?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where you kind of look back at it, and, you know, this is where some of the stats and everything that the managers have at their disposal, you know, they kind of go for the matchups, you know. I mean, for the most part, you know, if you look at the numbers and stuff like that, you know, they kind of would justify, you know, Dusty's decision. But at the same time, too, you kind of you see what, you know, Ocasio is doing over the course of the game and just absolutely dealing. You know, it's one of those things. I know as a starter, I would have been probably a little pissed off that I got pulled, you know. But you got to go with whatever the manager says. And, you know, however the cards fall after that, it is what it is. You know, I think if you look at the way that I think Dusty was trying to have this thing shake out for him and kind of go for the matchup, you know, even though that there's been some, you know, tough outings recently, yeah, it's one of those things, armchair quarterback, you know, it's hard to, if it would have worked out, you know, in Dusty's favor, I don't think anybody would be complaining too bad. But, you know, at the same time too, you know, it didn't work out. And, you know, I know if I was starting, I'd be upset. But at the same time too, like I said before, you got to go with what your manager wants to do. You know, he's your manager. You got to follow him, you know, whether you agree with the decision or not, and, you know, just support what it is. And hopefully it shakes out the right way next time.
Clay, what do you think about the Astros potentially working with the 6-man rotation to finish up the season as opposed to the standard 5? Do you anticipate that being an issue for any of the pitchers in terms of, you know, from a schedule standpoint of what they're used to doing on a daily basis and when they would usually be pitching?
Well, you know, I think you think about that 5-man versus 6-man rotation. Yeah, you know, on typical teams, I would think that, you know, they would kind of like disrupt some things, especially if you had a lot of veteran guys on the roster that were starters and, you know, used to going every 5 days and going through that whole routine. But, you know, honestly, there's been a lot of you have a lot of pitchers on the Astros staff that are starting to reach some of their, you know, highest innings in their career, you know, with innings pitched. And so, you know, I don't necessarily disagree with it, honestly, with the Astros. I think it works out perfectly because, you know, you have Verlander coming off of surgery, having an unbelievable season, and, you know, you don't want to push that, you know, to the extent to where you end up getting a guy hurt again, you know, just fresh off Tommy John. And then you have, like I said, you have some of the other guys that are hitting some milestones in their careers of most innings pitched ever. You know, and obviously this is going to be a postseason team. You're going to want to have those bullets when it comes time, you know, to play after the regular season. So I think for the Houston Astros, it's actually a benefit. And, you know, I think it's going to keep a lot of these guys a little bit more fresh going into the postseason.
Clay Hensley with us here, Astros contributor on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, former major league pitcher. You've been – What's your thoughts on the whole Mancini thing?
Pickup. You know, I think that there was some need there. You know, I obviously at the time, I think whenever that trade was, you know, initially brought down, you know, you had Yuli was sitting there kind of like not really taking off. You know, like we've seen him do in the past. He was kind of just there. You know, kind of idling, and I think everybody was needing that to get in gear. I think that, you know, with the loss of, you know, some of the guys in the outfield, you know, we're having labrum surgery now. It's just, I think they had to make a move. They had to bring some guys in. They had to bring in a bat. They needed something that would be beneficial at the park. You know, looking at a lot of the stats as to why they brought him in, I think that, you know, I think it was a good move.
No, it's not about bringing him in. It's about him sitting on the bench and not playing.
Oh, I understand.
Well, he
that.
Started 3 straight games,
well,
John.
He has, and he's gotten more time lately. But Dusty has been early on. We'll see what happens as it goes along. But Dusty's been catching.
You know, look, on that note, though, you know, when he got here, you know, all of a sudden you started seeing Gurriel start turning it on again. You know, it's like a lot of these guys that some of the, and even with Vasquez as well coming in, you know, you start to see Maldonado start hit the ball and turn it on. You know, some of these guys just need a fire, and you know, I agree with you. I think that he needs to be off the bench. I think he needs to put the bat in the lineup, you know, and see what kind of impact he's going to end up making on the team.
Clay Hensley. Lance said the other day he's not sure that this is a World Series lineup as far as offense goes. With the way that they've pitched this year, starters and relievers, how much offense do you need to win the World Series? Do they have enough?
Absolutely, they have enough. I think this lineup from the top to bottom would be – I can tell you this right now. If I was out there facing them, wouldn't have a break in the lineup, really, to be honest with you. You know, you got the top of the lineup. There's obviously strong. Bregman's up there. You got Altuve leading it off. And then you got all the other guys throughout the rest of the lineup getting protection. You know, I think that it's a tough lineup. There's never really a break in there whenever you're sitting there, you know, kind of trying to pick apart a lineup, going through them one, two, and three times. And anybody in this lineup from top to bottom can absolutely change the game with one swing of the bat. And, you know, I mean, we've seen it all year with the Astros. You know, they've been accustomed to a lot of the long balls. It looks like, you know, recently over the last month or so, you know, they're starting to manufacture some runs here and there. But, you know, I think this lineup would be tough. I think they got plenty of sticks in the lineup, plenty of power in the lineup, from top to bottom. And then, like you said, with this staff, you know, pitching is what wins World Series, you know, and bullpens is what wins it, you know. We got some of the best bullpens and starters in the major leagues right now. I can't see why this team doesn't take it all the way.
I think it's safe to say, Astros fans, we've really been spoiled with an offense that has been just phenomenal. Dating back to 2017. So obviously when we see Yuli, Bregman, I mean, this is, you know, it's not the same as it's been in the past, and yet it's still a scary proposition for a guy who pitched formerly in the major leagues. You, if I'm correct, you haven't pitched since 2012, right? That was the last time you played in the league?
Right.
Okay, so I want to ask you a question. 10 years removed from 2012 to 2022, how different is Major League Baseball, in your opinion, in terms of the approach from managers, from GMs, from players? How different is it right now, game by game, versus what you saw last when you were in the league?
Well, I got to say that, you know, I never thought I was going to be a guy that was like, oh, you know, back when I played, the game changed.
I'm forcing stuff, you to now.
I don't feel like I'm that old yet, but, you know, it has changed significantly. You know, I think that, you know, the social media culture was kind of really starting to come in, and, you know, Major League Baseball was kind of pushing it for players to be more engaging with fans and allowing fans to engage with players more, which has all been great, I think, in some regard. But at the same time, too, I also think that there's been a tremendous amount of, loss of just playing the game the right way. You know, in my opinion, you know, the game has turned into a very, you know, I guess, loud, you know, kind of dig me type sport. And, you know, it's not something that I really enjoyed when I played like that. You know, there was a lot of people that, you know, if you played like that and you, you know, whether it's bat flips or guys hitting home runs, you know, instead of just putting your head down and running, a lot of showboat type stuff goes on. And it's one of the things that I don't like about the game right now. But, I think that's something that, you know, is probably year to year that changes, you know, with players that go in and players that go out. You know, I think whenever back in the day, I feel like the days of, you know, whenever somebody would do a bat flip on you, you know, hitting a home run and, you know, not acting like they'd done it before, you know, they'd kind of get one in the ear. And that, you know, we would tweak the game a little bit different. But, you know, the rules have changed significantly since when I was playing. You know, you used to be able to take guys out at second, you know, and have your pitcher protect them. If you took them out too hard, you know, you used to be able to throw inside without getting a warning. You know, it was a lot different, but I feel like I might have been the last generation of like some of the old school ball players.
Not just that, yeah. But I was also relying on. I mean, I was also relaying. I mean,
the shift.
Yes, it is. It is that, but also super shifts and launch angles. How hitters care much less about strikeouts and especially batting average as opposed to changing that launch angle to hit home runs.
100%.
Spin rate 100%. Now, you know, every team knows what a spin rate is for every pitch. Now, StatCast has been huge at changing the way people see baseball.
Well, and I couldn't agree with you more. You know, it's guys, when I was playing, you know, striking out was like not okay. It was not something that, you know, hitters, you know, ever wanted to do. And it was always about, you know, putting the ball in play, whether it was, you know, putting the ball off the field, trying to get a runner in on the sack, or, you know, playing some small ball, manufacturing runs with runners in scoring position. You know, you don't see a lot of that anymore. Like you said, you see a lot of guys worried about some of these stats that, in my opinion, are kind of taken away from, you know, playing the game the right way. But at the same time, too, you know, things evolve a little bit. It is, you know, there is a lot of guys out there swinging for the fences and hitting home runs. A lot of strikeout rates have increased. But you know, at the same time, too, you also have starters and bullpen guys that are, it seems like everybody that comes into the league now throws 140. they may not necessarily know where it goes, but, you know, you're getting drafted and picked up on, you know, like you said, spin rates and a lot of this other stuff. You know, and in my opinion, there's something to it, but at the same time, too, I always kind of felt like you're starting to lose a little bit of the essence of the game. You know, a lot of the rules have changed so much to where there's so much, you know, protection in place. You know, not just for, you know, when you're playing defense or, as well as when you're hitting and whatnot, but it just you can't allow pitchers or hitters to kind of police the game anymore, which I think straightens out a lot of this stuff. You know, I remember veteran guys used to get on top of, like, the younger guys that weren't doing the right things if you weren't getting the guys over or if you were trying to swing for the fence. But, like I said, you know, the game's changed in that regard. You know, in my mind, it was always a little tough because now – you know, you can't factor into any of those computer models, you know, what a guy's heart is. You know, when he's got bases juiced, no outs, whatever, bottom of the ninth, and he's got to get out of it, you know, which guy are you going to go to? And I feel like now it's definitely driven on stats as opposed to kind of like how big a guy's cojones are.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing that a guy can't bunt. No, he can't bunt, you know, when there's nobody on the left side or you can't go the other way, Clay. To me, it's just amazing how the game has changed. That's Clay Hensley, yeah. Astros contributor, former Major League pitcher with us right here on ESPN. And an old guy now, get off my lawn guy, Clay Hensley, with us.
Come on.
Welcome to the club.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's us, Clay. 9:32. Clay, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your insight. Hopefully we'll do it again soon.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks.
Clay Hensley with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for you to talk a little insurance, Lance.
TGS Insurance makes it so easy for you to find money. It's found money. When you're used to paying all this money. I'll give you an example. You may have just re-signed up with, despite a bump in your policy, you're used to seeing that, but you know you got that bundle, which saves you so much money, that bundle. You got to keep that same homeowner's insurance. See, here's the dirty little secret. They continue to raise your rates when you get the bundle, so they make all that money back, and they do it fairly quickly. When you have competitive homeowners insurance, you are going to see rates that are substantially lower than the rates that you're paying if you stay with the same company year after year after year. That's a lock. That's a promise. And I'm not talking about with some slappy insurance company. I mean, I'm talking A-rated insurance companies are fighting for your business. TGS Insurance helps you aggregate the A-rated insurance companies, and they can shop your property in a matter of seconds. Within 15 seconds, you've got a quote back, and just match it up against what you're paying. And here's something you need to know. A lot of times people think homeowners insurance is like the energy company, right? You're locked into this contract, so you have to wait till your homeowners insurance policy's up. That's not true. You can change today through TGS Insurance, and they will refund the prorated amount of your money that you have headed back to you. So even if you signed up with a company a week ago, most of that money is going to be sent back to you, and you can sign up with a company who's giving you actual competitive rates for A-rated insurance. TGS Insurance, text the word money to 232323. Do it right now and find out how much you can save. Text the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
How to hear pop find me. How the neighborhood virtually crime free. I mean, the home with traffickers, but as it was, cops was more concerned with cars moving at a high speed.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9:37. This is a quick segment. Lance, I see here we got this tweeted. At your wedding, did you have a weed station?
No, we had a mariachi band.
You had a mariachi band.
Yeah,
we
had a weed station.
Yeah, there was no weed station at your. No, because Draymond, at his wedding, he had a station where you could roll your own. I think it's a pretty good idea at a wedding.
I was at Uncle Freddy's birthday party. We were both there where they had a Cuban cigar roller.
That's different than Draymond's, I think.
Yeah, it's
right?
Different.
I think it's a little different. But, yeah, that was nice, too. But I'm pretty sure that I would rather be at Draymond's wedding than Uncle Freddy's birthday party.
I liked Uncle Freddy's birthday party.
Well, I did, too. I did, too.
I was deep into the tequila. My wife said I was obnoxious. I was. I don't know. We were just doing shots at that particular point. Me and Harold, of course. If you're with Harold, you're going to be doing shots.
I'm pretty sure it was Lent or something for me. I don't remember.
It might have been. I just remember a lot of tequila shots. I remember the band dancing with the band, and then the next morning I woke up and the ankle was a wreck because I was not ready. But I couldn't feel it. It was like, oh yeah, the ankle feels great.
Yeah, right, that night, much. But then the next day, right?
Hey, could you interview? I've got my daughter in here. Could you interview her about what she saw yesterday, John?
Yeah, is Maddie there? Maddie. Maddie, ¿estás?
Yes.
¿Cómo estás, Maddie?
Bien. ¿Y tú?
Okay. Let me ask you a question, Maddie. Did you see a lot of Coors Lights yesterday?
Yes.
And
not just Coors Lights, many of different cans of beer.
Different kinds of beer. But, not just Coors Light? Well, then now.
And vodka.
And vodka. Do you think that's appropriate behavior for an 18-year-old?
No.
No, I don't think so either, Maddie. How do you think he got that alcohol?
He bought it.
Well, how could he buy it? He's not old enough.
Somebody
bought it for him. And therefore, they broke the law there, and then he's going to be underage drinking. There's another law broken there. You witnessed multiple laws being broken, Marty.
And he stole one of Alex Dr. Pepper's.
And he's a thief. Well, you know what, though? When you see somebody with all that alcohol, you know that they don't have all that great a character, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's 18. We were walking past the rooms, and I just, saw in the closet on the top row, 50 cans of beer.
Wow.
And some of them had already been opened. He didn't even throw away the trash, probably so he didn't get caught.
So this is who... Do you think that he's going to be a bad influence on your brother?
I mean, depending if Alex noticed... Well, actually, I already told Alec, but if he... Well, if he convinces Alec to drink, but I don't think he's going to share any of it.
You don't think he'll share? He's obviously... Listen, what Alec can do is, you stole my Dr. Pepper, now give me one of your beers.
I guess he can do that.
Right. So that's... Now all of a sudden, we've got Alec, who is underage as well, breaking the law too.
Well, I hope not.
I know, we hope not. But how do we know?
He does.
How do we know? With all that alcohol right there, it's a real possibility that there could be some influence on your brother. Do you think that he should...
Apparently, the guy was already apparently having, friends over for a party.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think Alex should move?
No.
You don't think...
We set up everything. He's not going to move.
It's already set up. Maybe that other guy should move. The guy with all the beer.
Yeah, he could.
Right?
Obviously, no one's going to snitch on him.
Would you like to snitch on him?
Yeah, but I'm not going to be there.
Well, no, you could call security right now.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Because I don't know security.
So now you know what you are? You're an accessory to a crime.
What? How?
Because you saw someone breaking the law and you did nothing about it.
Well, so are you then.
No, I didn't see anything. I'm not a
witness. Yeah, but you know.
You're a witness. So what? That doesn't mean anything. You are a witness. And now you're an accessory. You could go to jail.
I'm not going to jail.
Yeah. Okay. I think you should call. Can you call campus security and see if this can be resolved? We need that out of that room.
I don't know what the security is.
Well, ask your mom to call security. All right.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Well, then you're an accessory, and that's a sin too, by the way. Okay. Congratulations on sinning while you're there.
Apparently,
in Tuscaloosa.
My dad said since a ton of these people drink and stuff. He said he was going to a gas station, and a ton of college kids wanted to buy alcohol, like a ton of them, and the lady at the cash register was like, no beer after 9, no alcohol.
Oh.
On Sunday.
Ask your dad sometime about his college experience with popcorn.
Oh, yeah, he said in New Orleans that you could drink at age 18, so he drank at age 18.
Well, ask him about his experience. Ask him about his experience with popcorn while he was in college.
What's your experience with popcorn, John Renato asked. In college.
It's delicious.
He said it's delicious to eat.
Most of the time.
Not all the time. All right, Marty. Congratulations. You now are an accessory to a crime.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Now you are.
No. Goodbye. There's Marty. There's Marty Zerline right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
How'd that go?
She's an accessory. I'm trying to get her to call campus security, but she won't. She's not as big a snitch as
she was. Yes, she is. She was very worried about this the entire day yesterday because the guy's underage and he should not have this alcohol.
Well, she's an accessory now. Okay.
How's she getting mad at you? She got mad at Nicole because Nicole told her to stop worrying about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she said, yeah, because it's Alex's business as well. See?
So it's Marty's business.
So if it's Alex's business, it's Marty's business.
That's right. You're damn right it is. She's watching out for her brother. I love that. All right. News of the Weird coming your way next right
Snitch
here.
Mode.
News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I want to talk about Artisan Grand. Listen, Artisan Grange, if you've never tried to dip, okay. If you are going to try dip, okay, your buddies are dipping. You want to try dip. How about do it the best way? Pouches made of hemp with hemp filled that are hemp filled with CBD. If you're going to dip, this is the safest way to do it. Oh, you see all your buddies. I don't know why. Guys see other guys, hey, I want some of that. I want to try that. Why? Women hate it. It's gross. When you first start, you're going to puke on regular tobacco. I mean, honestly, what is the allure? I have no idea. I do know this. With the Artisan Grange, no tobacco, no nicotine, you still get the flavor. You get CBD, which is actually going to help you as opposed to hurt you like regular dip does. There's no downside. And if you're dipping now and you want to get out of that dip and you want to try something that's way safer, way better for you, go to 975dip.com. They got all the different flavors that you could possibly see. Listen, get out of your dip, whatever you're dipping, and get into this. 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right. You know this. News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, how long have we been talking about the teeth situation in England?
Well, I mean, how bad it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's what they're known for.
It's reached an all-time low. A Ukrainian refugee in Leeds is seriously considering returning home as she can't get a dentist appointment. That's how few... I mean,
does that mean that they're fixing things?
Pardon me?
Maybe that means that that sounds like the English are busy trying to get things fixed.
It seems like there's just not many... No, there are no dentists there because no one goes to the dentist. So, yeah, of course they're overrun. No one wants to be a dentist in England. I mean,
not good if you don't have people say, oh, I can't make money. I can't survive. I can't put food on food on a table as a dentist.
Right.
That's probably not what you want.
Here's a headline. I believe God gave me herpes to turn my life around. Now I'm happier than ever. Would you be happier than ever if you had herpes?
No, I don't feel like I would.
You don't?
No.
So apparently she's a good looking girl. She's got herpes though, but she does feel better about her life, which is nice. Well, she said she was pretty promiscuous before this, so now she's not. So that good for her. God gave her herpes. Hey, Lance, a man broke the Guinness World Record after eating 17 ghost peppers in 1 minute. Would you like to eat 17 ghost peppers in 1 minute?
No. I also saw the guy that did 50 shots of tequila.
Yes.
Back to back to back, and then had to go to the hospital.
Well, of course,
and was there on bed rest for a week.
Hey, there was a man that was stuck in a tunnel that collapsed. Did you see this one?
No, that sounds pretty terrible.
Well, it was he that was digging the tunnel. He was trying to rob a bank in Rome.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and unfortunately for him, that didn't really work out.
That's a tough one.
The tunnel
one
collapsed,
right there.
And he's arrested for attempted robbery. There's another story. A man called the police because his fries were cold at McDonald's. He called the police. Unfortunately for him, he was then arrested because there was a murder warrant out for his arrest. Do you think if you have a murder warrant out for your arrest that you should call the police over some cold French fries?
No, I feel like that's just bringing unnecessary heat on yourself.
Don't you feel like you should stay? You would not want the police anywhere around?
Yeah, I think that's one where you just got to say, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and this is one we're just not going to mess with.
Yeah, I just think, you know what? I'm just gonna deal. Can you warm up these fries for me, or is there anything that we can do so we don't get the police involved?
Can we do this without the police?
The Minneapolis Teachers Union contract calls for layoffs of white teachers first. Do you think white teachers should be laid off?
Do you?
I don't know. Apparently it's in the contract.
I guess that's what the teachers say.
Let's face it. Minnesota is mostly white.
No. You better dig around on that.
Oh, yeah.
You better dig around.
No, it's predominantly white.
It's heavily Somalian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Somalians have landed in Minneapolis?
I swear. Ilhan. She's from. That's where she's from.
I know Prince is from there. That's two.
No. I swear to God. It's a huge Somali population in Minneapolis.
Well, apparently it's better to be Somalian because you won't get laid off. New Yorkers were told that they need not panic about splooting squirrels.
About what?
Splooting, splooting.
Splooting squirrels.
Yeah, what do you think splooting squirrels do?
I don't know. What do they do?
They lie on the ground sprawled with their hands and their feet wide open. That's what splooting is. Because they're trying to cool down with the ground as to cool their bodies.
Well, there's a problem.
Yeah. So, but people were all worried that they were, you know, laying out like that because they had some kind of a disease.
Oh, so they're just trying to cool down.
Did you learn a new word today called splooting?
Yeah, and I'm not going to use it.
A Texas congressman, Ronnie Jackson, says he would prefer fried steak for his last meal instead because he is now sworn off eating a whole plate of dog penis. Do you think
that
you'd rather
off.
Have... Yes.
Hold on. Read this.
Yep.
What does this mean? You got to give me some context.
He was asked during an interview this week on a conservative podcast, Ruthless, what he would choose for his last meal on Earth if he could plan it. He said, the congressman answered, it won't be dog penis. I ate a whole plate of dog penis one time, and I'm not doing that again.
And that doesn't warrant a follow-up question?
I know, right? Now, what now? He said he was in South Korea.
I can tell you what it won't be.
It won't be dog wang. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to... If that's all there is to eat, I'm not visiting South Korea anytime soon.
Nah, there's no reason.
All right, we're done. Vanessa and Gallant are next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance will be back in studio with more Mahdi stories tomorrow. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.